Well, hi, everyone. It's June 2nd, and I just got in from Germany about 2 hours ago, and I played all of your tapes and decided I'd sit down and try to make one to you. Now, while everything is still fresh in my mind, and first of all, to answer some of the things that you mentioned on your tapes, first of all, Mother, as far as clinics is concerned, as a matter of fact, I may have been sniffling, you know, but as a matter of fact, there is no Kleenex on the base. There may be some since I've come back. I know this comes as a shock to you, but in the entire base, there is no Kleenex. But I did get some in Germany. And besides that, Germany seemed to help my hay fever a little bit. I still have a little of it since I came back today, but not nearly as bad as it was. Now, see, because I said that, I'll start to hack. But and I did get some medicine up in Madrid, too, that we don't have down here, so I have high hopes that perhaps I'll be better. And as far as Alice's tape is concerned, yes, I realize that getting visas into the Middle East is very difficult, and I agree with you, you are wise, because if you take a visa into Israel, you may not go into the Arab countries, and this is vice versa. So I think you're wise to go into Jordan. And I didn't know that they would throw rocks at you or anything like that, but I do know that you can't go in. I mean, this is even more so. And, of course, if Amelia Bielski wants to come here, she's more than welcome. We have ample room. Of course, Pauline has her room, and I have a room which someone will be sleeping in. And then there's the guest room, and we have two big couches. They don't open up, but they're quite big and suitable, I'm sure. And for however long it is, I'm sure that no one would mind being inconvenienced by sleeping there. And as far as going to Yugoslavia is concerned, Dad, I don't know whether I will ever get to Yugoslavia, whether I can get to Yugoslavia or not. But let's put it this way. I will not go into any of the Iron Curtain countries. I would not give the communists 1 cent, whether it's in fares for transportation or what it is, unless I was directly ordered to go there, and this is unlikely. And whether it's there or not, it's still communists. Yes, I received all your clippings, which I'm very grateful for, and I'm sure by now that you know I received the Stridex and the other items that you mentioned. One thing, too, I wanted to mention before I continue to make this tape, because I will ask you to do something for me. There was a telegram waiting for me when I got back from Jeanette and Al that their mother had died in her sleep, Memorial Day. I guess the telegram came in last night. Of course, I didn't get here till today. So there's no way I can send them a mass card or anything, but I would deeply appreciate it if you would send one. I think it would be better to send it to Brooklyn, to Mr. Albert Lutfi. I think you know how to spell it. And it's 147 70th Street, Brooklyn. And his mother's name was Mrs. Anna Lutfi. And if you would send a mass card, I would appreciate it. Because we have no way of doing anything like that over here, as I told you before. Now, let's see. What news? Kind of tired after the flight. Had a rough flight back. I mean, had a rough time getting back, not a flight. And I haven't been to Mass yet, so I'm going to have to go out and see if I can find a Spanish church that has Mass tonight. I certainly hope so. Well, let me see. Here it is. I've been gone 10 days, I guess, or 9 days. And we left Rota the 24th, Friday the 24th, and the plane was late leaving. And we got to Torrejon around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're told immediately that there was no possibility of a flight out to Germany. So we called the commanding officer of the hospital, and he was on temporary order someplace. And we called the chief nurse, and she was gone someplace. But wait a minute, let me check this, will you? But the assistant chief nurse, an Afton Miller, a Major Miller, came over and picked us up and took us over to the BLQ and got us rooms and got us settled. I must say, if I don't say it again, that the sister services, the Army and the Air Corps, or Air Force, were outstanding in their kindness to us. I can't tell you how wonderful they all were to us all the way along the line. I haven't complained about any one of them. And anyhow, she took us to the BOQ, which is a big improvement over the Torrejon Hilton. Remember that type of hotel that we had stayed at when we first got here? And they took us to dinner at a little place off the base, and I had gambas, which is shrimp. And they were delicious. They're still in their shell, and they're not quite like our shrimp. They're funnier looking, a little smaller, I think, than the big shrimp that we have. And we did stop off and have a drink at the club. And while we were there, this Afton Miller stopped and asked a pilot that she knew that was going to Germany on Saturday if he could take us, no, on Sunday, if he could take us up with him. It's in sort of a classified jet type of aircraft. And he said yes, he would. However, he knew of another flight that was going up. And if we were interested, he would be happy to try to get us on the manifest. And of course, we were, because we wanted to get up there as quickly as possible. And while we were there, of course, Torrejon is a strategic air command base, and they have these men around in what they call their rompers. I've seen them at Westover. And they cannot go in the bar or anything, but they can stand outside and listen to the music. And then they had a reflex drill, and they pushed a button, and a whole series of gongs, like, not really gongs, but noises went off. And these boys took off and ran out of the place like the devil himself was chasing them, and they had so many minutes to get down to their aircraft and get it in the air. It was something really to see. As I say, I saw so many things that impressed me this trip. So we went to bed Friday night, and Saturday got up and had breakfast, and then went down to catch the flight on, of all things, a Globemaster, which can carry all kinds of cargo, and about 70 or 80 troops. There were about 70 or 80 Air Force pilots and an Air Force nurse from Ankara, Turkey, and myself, and of course Miss Davis, on sort of like bucket seats, but we didn't really object to the bucket seats. And the aircraft was just packed with cargo. I don't think I'm exaggerating, but I was trying to figure out how many buses you could fit in that aircraft, and I would think 6 or 7. And this aircraft is 2 stories. They had people downstairs and upstairs, and we were downstairs, most fortunately. And you enter through the front part of the plane. It was really quite an experience. It was a 5.5-hour flight. We stopped at Saratoga, which is the another air base in the north of Spain. And we sat next to a Major Frank Bosch, who was from Brooklyn originally. And it was he and his 8 children had just come over here. He works with the Spanish Air Force and had been to the Spanish language school and that the State Department has in Washington, and also had been briefed thoroughly on Spanish politics, customs, etc. And he was asking us a little bit about southern Spain, and we were telling him some of the things that the State Department doesn't put in their movies. I mean, he was quite aghast. Not really, but he was, you know, surprised. And we landed in Wiesbaden, and of course it was just like a spring, because here now the ground is pretty well parched, and it's brown. And it was just like spring again. And they had tulips and lilacs, things that we don't have, and the lilacs were a beautiful color. And everything was so green. And we drove by the Wiesbaden school that the Army has. And, oh, I tell you, it was a modern thing, with wall-to-wall glass windows in the classrooms. And each classroom had an American flag, and this was the first time that since we left New York that I'd seen an American flag. I take that back. When the fleet was in, you know, a couple weeks ago, we saw them flying from the fantails, but this we saw up close. And I invested in a small one and bought one in Garmisch and brought it back. Also, we learned that since Spain is not a NATO country, and I didn't really realize that we are under many more restrictions than the Germans or the Americans stationed in Italy are concerned. Of course, there are many more of them than there are us. And the countryside was not unlike Bremerhaven in that they had these rows upon rows of grayish houses. With the lace curtains, the great for lace curtains. And while I was, we stayed at this Hotel von Steuben, which he apparently is really a great one with the German-Americans. And we stayed at the Hotel von Steuben, which is a lovely, lovely place. And while we were there, we met a Captain Blakesley. Just a minute.